Colorado's to your town. Chrome flashing like lightning and the thunder across the ground. Old tattered do rags, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper's son and I'm a holder of the patch. 'Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling. We made our way to those Harleys parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high 'cause I'm proud of who I am. 'Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
Oh, of industry.
You're such a dick.
You really... Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, Monday, August 14th, 2017.
It's I Don't Hate Mondays Anymore Mondays.
That's right. Now Mondays are fun Mondays.
Exactly.
And right. We're having a good time. All that shit.
I know.
But I'd like to start the show off by saying, welcome home, Mr. Jim Chinese and Deb Schmid.
Welcome home, guys.
They, yeah. You know what? It was an incredible thing.
Woo! Yeah.
But Deb Schmid did that. She donated her kidney to Jim Chinese and saved his life.
Yes.
Because he has a second chance at life now, and
yes,
he deserves
he
it.
And he does deserve
yes,
it.
Yes, he does. And we have a lot of life to do with him.
That's right.
I mean?
But now he's going to start
getting traits
from Deb. But it's already started.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting hot flashes. He's got the hot flashes.
if he starts putting hot sauce and everything, I'll know
it's Deb. He's having vagina issues now.
If he starts showing up with a bottle of hot sauce.
Wait a minute. Jim always had a vagina issue.
he always did.
Yeah, I sit next to Jim a lot.
But we love them both very much.
We do love you guys, man. Welcome back. We're glad.
Kisses and hugs.
Absolutely.
Everything was a success, and we're very proud of both of you, and great job, Deb, and great job, Jim. All you got to do now is heal.
Yeah.
Heal up.
And that's a prime example of what I'm always talking about organ donorship, man. Go get yourself tested, checked, put yourself on the registry. If you want to do something like Deb just did, it's an amazing thing to do for somebody, to give somebody a second chance at life. So yeah, be the solution.
I don't think anybody would do it for Rod. Do you? I wouldn't do it for Rod.
I don't know. I would do it anonymously. But.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it for Rod. I mean, anybody else.
Domestic.
You know what I mean? But anyway.
I don't need anybody to do it.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
And what's happening on our show today?
We have Michael Allman calling in later on.
Okay.
He's on tour right now, all over the place.
Right.
I'm sure he's got some great stories for us. I know he's got a couple. And he's going to tell us what's going on and where he's going to be. Maybe he'll be in your neck of the woods. You can check him out. And,
okay.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's going to be very exciting.
It is.
I think the Fruit Master might be calling in, too, because he was out in Sturgis.
Yeah, Sturgis is over now, isn't it?
It is over.
How depressing.
Say goodbye.
And it's going to snow next week.
Can't imagine that.
That's what always happens. A week to 2 weeks after Sturgis, they get their first big snowstorm.
Wow, it's fucked up.
Yeah, man. The weather is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But if anybody out there has a story, if you're out in Sturgis or anything like that,
give us
a shout. Right, 877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you, see what's going on. If you just want to say hello to us, you want to call me and Rod Fat Bastards, whatever you want to do, give us a call. So, anyway, so what's going on? How was your weekend?
Who are you asking?
I'm looking that way. So. Bing bang.
What did I do? What did I not do? Do you want the short? Well, I was at the hospital with Deb.
Okay, yeah, you were at the hospital.
And I came back. I did actually see my son at work in Manhattan while, you know, the good friend that I am, while she was under the knife, I went to Central Park.
good. Took a chance.
Good job.
Well, like, you know, I got a couple hours to kill. Let me go see my boy, working at Shakespeare in the Park. And then my daughter, Tony, brought me lunch because she works right down the street. So I did that.
Right.
Not too interesting. Okay. But I did have an interesting encounter in I won't tell the whole boring story. Okay. But in Fleischmann, New York, where Fleischmann margarine comes from,
there is
a new eatery.
Ooh.
They sell barbecue.
Wait.
Ears are going up.
My ears just went up.
It's called, you ready? You're acting like a goat. Ironically, it's called Goaty White's.
Goaty White's.
Yeah, it's on 46 Depot Road in Fleischmann, New York.
All right.
A new business, and every Thursday from 4 to 9, they have their Show Off Your Ride night.
Okay.
It's actually pretty freaking cool.
Excellent.
They make pizza and barbecue, Johnny.
Barbecue.
Ribs like you would not believe.
Wow.
Sounds like a trip.
Yeah, me and the honey, we ate there a little bit.
Okay.
Had some ice cream.
Nice.
Did a little nasty shit in the parking lot. The usual.
Ah, the servant waits while the master beats.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I know.
And right at when you say that, my sister is listening on the
Yes.
But that was the good.
Now you know the truth.
Right. So that was the good part.
She's
probably going to embarrass me. And if she knows how to do it, I'm giving her permission to put that throwback picture of me.
That was from
the 80s. Did you see that?
I saw a glimpse of that. That was pretty good.
Holy shit.
So how many bottles of Aquanet was that?
A lot. That was a lot. I was a voodoo goddess or whatever the hell I was.
Oh, my God.
And she, I don't know what she
was. Oh, you got to put that picture on.
Yeah, Leslie, can you? If she's not going to do it, I'll do it. I'll throw it out there.
It's worth every penny, man. I caught it for a split second. It's good.
My God. Yeah. I think we were. Oh, she's throwing more pictures up.
Oh. Is that when you had two nipples?
That's when I had ballerina boobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Ballerina boobs.
I had ballerina boobs.
What exactly is a ballerina boob?
Flat as a board, easy to screw boobs. You know, those.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, nice.
Wait, I'm looking. Where the hell is this picture? Oh, I have to view my activity log. Excuse me. So why don't you, before we get to this scary shit.
It was my beautiful wife Dawn's birthday over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Right? She's not even looking at me. She's playing a game. She waved.
And,
we got together with some friends and just hung out and had a little brunch. And it was a nice day, right? And we had a good time. And that was basically,
yeah, Johnny had 16 plates of, I don't know what the hell you were eating yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your plate was a lot more. I forgot the fucking scale again. God damn it.
I thought we were not doing this until we actually get there.
I like that idea.
Yeah, but did you notice what was on my plate, you freak?
What, salad? Yeah,
There was
what
fruits,
was under the salad?
Vegetables, roast beef.
Yeah, roast beef, my ass. And then they had the cupcakes and all that shit, right? Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, I have to go on as me.
So what'd you do this weekend?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I went out Friday night.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, went to see a show over in Patchogue, one of these Cirque du Soleil type of things. Outrageous, man. You know what? It amazes me what people can do with their bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just freaky wild.
Wow.
And the rest of the weekend, I had my sister over the house, so we had a little bit of family time.
Okay,
so.
Very nice, man.
Quiet and cool.
Okay, cool. Even though we are the motorcycle show and we haven't mentioned motorcycles once yet, but if you have any stories you'd like to share with us, give us a call, 877-917-5263.
Yeah.
And
there was a lot of bikes on the road yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a few runs. There was a run for Jessica on the 18th that was happening out here.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it was just we had beautiful weather for riding, I think, here on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was nice and cool.
It sucked upstate.
I don't know. We sat in the bar all day and just looked at each other.
Oh, that's real good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get the blame for that.
It's Johnny's fault?
So I want to say...
it's always Johnny's fault.
You know, switch. Just turn this down for 1 second, and we'll turn it right back up, I promise. Over the weekend, last week it was, I believe. It was... wait, hold on. We have a phone call.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you are on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we got?
John Frew.
John.
This fucking guy sending me pictures of barbecue.
He's still doing that, man.
I love it. Barbecue carts, restaurants, food. Yeah, thanks.
John, the hell with the pictures. Just send them the food.
Yeah, no problem. I thought I'd help you out on that diet you're on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's working. So what's up, man?
I can see that. Oh, man, I just called to make it quick, tell you about my trip. Left Pennsylvania.
Excellent.
On my new Ultra. Went down to Nashville. I sent you the pictures. I went to Loretta Lynn's Ranch for the motocross races.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Got caught in some serious rain on the way down.
Oh.
Got through it. Went down to Nashville. Went to Loretta Lynn's. Talked to those people about some stuff, and then I was there for the motocross races, which is real cool. Saw a bunch of old friends. Next day, I got on my bike, headed to Sturgis. Rode, missed out the storm, and, you know, when you get out west, it's straight and flat, and you're riding.
Wow.
You know, it's the same stuff. It seems like forever. We finally get to Sturgis. You know, I was out there riding around, running into some friends, helped the cycle source out with their stuff.
Right.
Pro Action put that suspension on my bike on Wednesday.
Nice.
And that was the best thing I did to that bike.
Nice.
The air shocks, they're in the garbage. That Pro Action suspension is just like night and day.
Right.
You know.
Excellent.
And George and DJ, they did a great job setting it up for me and everything. And so I'm gonna ride around and when I left there, I hit every pothole, bridge, and everything I could do just to make that suspension work, and it really works. I was really impressed. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Cool. Wow. It sounds like a really awesome suspension. We looked at the website.
Yeah.
Definitely some quality stuff you got there, you know?
But listen, a testimonial from John is, you know, that speaks about loads right there.
Mm-hmm.
This man does a lot of riding.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. A lot of stopping at barbecue places, too.
I see that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does that.
You know, John, I would stop, and of course I'd eat, and I'd think of you. And of course, I'd send a picture.
Thank you.
You know, but I just, like, everyone I went past, I had to stop, take a picture. And what was the one I sent you a picture of? It was a buffet place, and you said that's not a real barbecue joint, but
man, you sent me so many pictures,
one.
I have no idea.
Was that the one that was on the side of the road?
Yeah, like all of them were on the side of the road.
Like
falling over? They were all on the side of the road.
Yeah, I know.
The one down Loretta, the one at Loretta Lynn's was really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
And right in that little town there. And then I did stop at Mike Axel's new home at the Humphrey County Sheriff's Department and the Humphrey County Jail, and I sent Johnny a picture there.
Do they have barbecue, too?
Yes. You know, Mike's new home.
Yes.
Did they allow visitors? Is he allowed visitors? I'm serious.
No, he was actually, he's still on vacation in Kentucky.
So when they're
done with him in Kentucky, then they're going to send him there, I guess, or wherever. You know, I mean, he's going away for a while. But I did get some postcards from Sturgis, and I did send him some postcards, so it kind of feels good.
You know?
And he's in Kentucky right now, and he's not eating fried chicken, so.
No,
or barbecue, or.
Yeah.
No, but the riding was great out there. The weather was great. It rained one day for 2 hours.
Wow.
You know, and maybe that was it. And I was in a bar at the time talking to some people, hanging out, and it rained a little bit, and then that was it. And then I rode up into North Dakota, cut over to Wyoming, Montana, circled back to Sturgis.
Wow.
And then I packed it up, and I rode home, and I pulled my little trailer behind my bike. And, it was cool all the way home. Didn't hit no rain.
That's nice to have that trailer. That trailer probably helps you out a lot, man, I'm sure. Right?
Well, it's good in a way, but it's not good in a way. Okay. I'm a single guy. I should be able to pack enough clothes and stuff on my bike and go. But, no, I had to take the queen-size air mattress, the big tent.
Your hair dryer.
You know, the grill, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's what happens when you get, you know, you go from a soft tail, and then you get to an Ultra Classic, you know, and you got all that space with the trunks and everything, and then you got a trailer you're pulling behind, so, of course, you're just going to use up all the space and just go ride.
Right,
you know.
Just take off.
Of course, yeah. And you got to worry about looking at the trailer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and then you know what? A lot of people don't realize your fuel mileage goes way down. And I talked to a guy who had a Victory, and he was pulling one of those campers, you know, those little campers from behind motorcycles, and he had stuff stacked on top of it, and he said, oh, man, my fuel mileage is 23 miles a gallon.
Wow.
He said, I should have brought my truck. Well, I was getting 32 miles a gallon, so I didn't feel too bad because, I was getting 32 miles a gallon.
Wow.
But normally I get 40, 42.
Okay.
But then again, another thing people don't realize about out west, you can't get good fuel out there.
Oh, you can't?
You pull into a gas station, you'll have 87 octane, have E25, E35, and that's all you can get is 87 in some places.
Oh, really?
I didn't see any places that had 93 octane, and there was a couple places, like you get into some places, they'll have 91 octane. So, but that makes a big difference, too, you know, in your bike.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're spoiled living over here on the East Coast. You pull in a gas station, they get 93 octane everywhere.
Right.
You know,
that's
not a problem.
Doesn't that ethanol stuff or whatever they mixing in now, like, wreak havoc on the motorcycles, like on the car, the older bikes?
They've been mixing 10% ethanol in our fuels for a long time. Yeah. But you can't really go over 10% because ethanol is really no good for your carburetors or your fuel injection systems.
Right.
You know, ethanol is actually just water, you know, basically like a water base.
Okay.
And small engines, I mean, if you leave ethanol or, you know, ethanol fuel in a small engine over the wintertime, guarantee your carburetor is plugged up the next year.
Oh, jeez. You see,
and your lawnmower, your snowmobile.
Yeah,
stuff,
all that.
So.
That is some helpful information from John Frew. If you're going out west, right?
Right.
That they don't have.
Yeah, so if you're traveling out west, I suggest, like, grab a bottle or two of octane booster in case you do get in that situation. Then you can put it in your fuel, give you a little bit more boost, and then, you know, you're good. But I know my bike was, I'm not saying it was hot, but I felt it, you know, I heard it pinging because of the low octane in the fuel, and that's one of the problems about west, you
right,
know?
Right, 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 wow. So,
because everybody out there is driving farm tractors, so what do they need?
So, what bars did you visit out there?
Just about everyone.
Nice. What's your favorite one out there?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like I said this to you guys before, it's all on what you make of it. I mean, you can go into a bar and have a good time, meet some people you know and have a good time, or you can go into that bar the next day and not know anybody and just, like, hang out.
Right, right.
Or if they have a bike show going on, you know, because a lot of the bars like the Iron Horse and Full Throttle, which is actually up where the old Broken Spoke is now, mm-hmm. you know, they had bike shows and they had all kinds of stuff going on. So,
all right.
But I just, I went down to Deadwood, gambled a little bit on the it's a casino.
Oh.
I spent $1, won $2.50.
Okay.
Well, that's how to do it.
You were crazy that night.
I lost that $2.50. Yeah. Well, I sent you a picture of that steak dinner, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Oh,
that was like my first real meal in like 2 weeks, man.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Just riding around, you know, you stop at a gas station.
Sure.
You grab something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I finally sat down and ate a real meal.
You got to do that.
And then
man.
I stopped at a place that Rod would really enjoy. And what they do, and I'm going to grab a pamphlet right now. It was a cigar shop.
Nice.
Okay.
And they make your cigars there and everything like that. But there's this other charity event that these guys are telling me about, that they send cigars to the troops.
Cigars for Warriors.
And now, no.
No?
I don't think that was it.
Because Cigars for Warriors,
you might be right.
There's another one.
Yeah, but no, this is another one.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm in my house, and I can't find...
Well, God bless them for doing
something
like that.
I can't even find a shirt. They didn't even give me a shirt, but anyways, yeah, it was pretty cool. I talked to those people, and they gave me a camouflage shirt that says, you know, their logo on it, which I'm looking for here. I don't know where the hell it went. Oh, there it is. It was camo, so it kind of Acid Cigars.
Oh, Drew Estate.
What's the name of the, Acid Experience, it's called. But, the guys there, they were pretty cool, and they talk about their, you know, like I said, they were sending cigars to the warrior, you know, to the troops over.
Excellent.
See, they're wherever they're at, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. The guys from Drew Estate Cigars are phenomenal with sending their products overseas to the troops. They're notorious for just Jonathan Drew. He's notorious for turning around and saying, you know what, that stack over there, that skid over there, send it over there. The man's really good to our troops, and God bless him for doing that.
Cool, man. Good stuff. Are you lighting one up?
Yeah, it's good. What's that?
It sounds like you're lighting one up over there.
Either that or he's got a steak.
Yeah.
Nah, he's busy.
No.
Well, John, I'm glad you're home safe.
Yes, we are glad.
We will talk,
well,
definitely.
I did tell you about the sign in Ohio, didn't I? About New York City?
Yes, you did. You told me you saw it.
When I was on 80, there's a big sign that said New York City. I couldn't get stopped enough. And then the sign also said like 395 miles. Oh. But I was pretty tired. And he had about 65 miles to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So I made it home. I was going to come straight out there. But it just, like, my body just couldn't take another day riding.
Yeah,
you know?
That would have been cool. That would be awesome if you hung out in the studio with us, right?
Yeah, I know.
But if he came without a barbecue thing, like a rib or something,
we wouldn't talk to him.
We could get a barbecue. Yeah, we could go eat barbecue. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, I could tell right now, you guys are night owls.
Yeah, we are.
Known for being running 24 hours a day and stuff. Me?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I must be getting old because, man, I'm in bed by like 10:30.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
no, we're
I know.
Just leaving the house.
But you call me and Johnny at like weird hours, too, when you, you know, like on a Friday or Saturday. I'm usually up
I never
Tuesday.
Called you like really weird hours.
Well, 1 o'clock in the morning is late for you, isn't
yeah,
it?
1 o'clock?
I don't know.
When did I call you 1 in the morning?
I think you drunk texted me once. You might have. A lot of my friends.
I drunk tested you.
Yeah.
I would remember that.
You probably wouldn't.
That was what I do remember, and that was I do remember, but that was on Bike Week in Daytona.
That's right.
And you were on your way down, and your car broke down. I remember all that now. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it wasn't that brown sugar bourbon talking because I didn't give it to you yet.
I didn't get the brown sugar bourbon until afterwards, and actually the bottle's still here, sealed at the house.
It's just waiting for me to crack it open. I'll have to head out there.
When we head down there, we'll drink that shit.
Yeah, we'll drink it at Permanente Brothers.
That's Permanente, exactly.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Thank God.
Yeah. You know what? I was there today, John.
Oh, sure. Fuck you.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm sure he is.
I was there.
He lives right by the place.
But you know what, guys? Just to cheer you up a little bit, he's got Permanente Brothers. That's awesome. But we got Peter Luger.
Yeah, right? I know.
And we got two of them. Okay?
Not one, but two.
Yeah.
We got seriously.
Well, listen, if I come up to New York, this is the two things I want to do. One, we got to find the cash cab guy, because I want to ride the cash cab.
Okay.
and I want to meet the Impractical Joker guys.
Okay.
Okay, we can do the Impractical Joker.
Yeah, we can do that. You sure you don't want to take a picture with the Naked Cowboy?
I thought for a minute you said you wanted to do
the Naked Cowboy. I've seen him somewhere.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You don't want to meet the crew from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio?
Why? You already met me. Why would he want to fucking meet you?
Well, he met me.
He
met all of us.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I had a brain fog.
That's where we got
Big
the name.
Big mountain run.
The Fruitmaster.
That's right.
The Fruitmaster.
Yeah. Hey, give me your fruit minutes. I love it. I'm on fire.
But I'm fine.
Okay, yeah, you're on fire. All right, listen, I'm going to let you guys do your show. I'm going to turn my computer back on. I'm in my shop working on some stuff.
All right, buddy.
And I'll just catch up with you guys later.
Okay.
Right, John. See you later, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's always great hearing from him.
Yes, it is.
He's like a member of the show.
Yeah. I can't wait for him to come to New York now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that guy.
We're still waiting for David Hayes.
David Hayes got to come to New York.
To come downstate.
Downstate, yes. Exactly. Come on, Dave. We're here, man.
Big Mac
right
Daddy
there.
Rabbit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, what I was saying before, I just want to do a quick shout-out to the Melito family from Sachem, Josh Melito. He was a 16-year-old kid during football practice. He got hit in the head with a log.
Yeah, they were doing
And he died. And Revy stayed having the wake tonight. And our heart goes out to the Melito family and prayers with you. Okay.
To them and the family.
Now, you were telling a story before.
Of?
Your weekend, and you said you'll get back to it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Did you forget already?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, okay, well, can
she
I
get laid?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, other than that, I mean, that happens all the time. So, let's see. Thursday night, I'm over back from the hospital. Honeyman cesspool overflowed into his accessory apartment.
Okay.
That was quite a mess.
That was fun.
Leave Friday at, 11 o'clock at night. Get to upstate New York at 4 in the morning. Get to the house upstate, 3 feet of grass. We walk into the house, prepping the house for next weekend. Smell something dead.
Oh, jeez.
Look around the house. I'm thinking dead mouse.
That's the worst.
Yeah, dead refrigerator, folks.
Oh, that's the worst.
With everything that was killed from the winter's hunting season.
Oh, my God.
So now here's my story. You know, he's a great guy. You know, Hunter, if you had to survive this earth, if everything, this is the guy you want to hang out with.
Yes.
He truly is my nickname. He is a mountain man.
Right.
Apparently can't stand the smell of rotten meat. So, he was dry heaving all the way. Now, I can't do this. I'm like, go and cut the grass. Thank you very much. I will handle this. Put the little Vicks Vapor Rub under the nose, old fire department trick.
Yep.
And just went at it and ripped that refrigerator apart. So, that was that. And then I came home to two more kittens in my spare bedroom.
Oh, okay.
My daughter rescues animals. So, they're temporary, child. Just saying. They're temporary. We have two cats for adoption, Laverne and Shirley. Dawn, you can't have them.
No, thank
Johnny
you.
Said no.
No effing way.
No.
What would Whoopi say now if you brought home Laverne and Shirley? You don't give a crap.
Whoopi would go fuck away from me. Whoopi's out, yeah.
And that's it. So for all of you guys, I think I posted something on our feed, I'm not too sure, of this picture, a throwback picture. It's not on this show feed. But it's really freaking funny.
Oh, jeez.
So when you get
got a phone call coming in,
okay,
folks.
Okay, cool. Good.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
Kathy Fallon.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
How are you? I was just saying.
Hey.
It's Mama.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you called because
good.
I actually
good.
Had the...
It's Kathy Fallon, and I'm calling for Margaret.
Hi. It's me.
She's here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm Kathy Fallon from LA Against Domestic Violence, and the only reason I'm calling is because I know that so many bikers get such bad rap. Unfortunately, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called to say I met Margaret at the Great South Bay.
Yeah, music festival. Yep.
Yeah, Great South Bay. And she was great. We were talking and we ended up making for breakfast and she was great. We talked about my organization. I mean, you know, it's just important for you guys to, and for the viewers to know that you guys have a heart. And for everybody to know that Margaret has, her soul is beautiful.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
She has a heart of gold.
Wow.
And,
you hit the right Margaret there?
Yeah, really.
No,
this is serious, Johnny.
Every once in a while we're serious. I know, you guys, you know, you bullshit and you feel this kind of crap and all this kind of shit.
Right.
And she seems hard, but she's got a heart. She's got a beautiful heart.
Thank you.
And I just wanted, you know, I think you guys.
Right.
So you guys had to reach out to me so I can say the same about you, but I don't know you, so I can't say that shit about you.
Right.
But I can say that about her.
Thank you, Kathy. I love this woman, I want you to know.
She does.
I do. I absolutely do. But
she's
she's got a run coming up for everyone. I had shared the link a couple of times, but I'll share it again. It's happening September 9th, and it's a ride to end domestic violence on Long Island. So do you want to finish it up and let everybody know the gist of it while I post the link, or do you want me to do it for you? What do you want to do? Kathy.
Great. And that, you know, that's not why I called. I mean, obviously, we want
bikers. Oh, no, I want the bikers
but,
to show
you know,
up. We're sharing
I
it.
I mean, the reason I called is because, you know, I listen to your, and I find it very entertaining, by the way. Your show is, like, very entertaining.
Thank
and
you.
My son, you know, he just bought a Harley.
Okay.
Wow.
So proud.
Nice. What did, do you know what kind?
My future goals is by the time 60 is to get a motorcycle, which is not too far from now. But, you know, again, I just really call just to, you know, I think you know that you guys are really great and you really
you.
Stand for so many great things. And, you know, it's, you know, not what, I don't know where that came from and you guys get a bad rap, but you guys, all of you really do have a heart of gold and you're always there to support, you know, people in need.
This is true. Thank you for saying
that. I just want everybody to know that Margaret is like my hero. She's like a true, she has a heart of gold. Her spirit is beautiful. And, you know, everybody, you know, just needs to know that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate hearing that from you, Kathy.
Can you get some butter to get her head through the door?
We joke around, Kathy, but I love you. And I got to say, I love what your organization does, and we'll keep sharing your information.
Yes.
I got it all over the place so for you, and I still got some feelers out for – so if anybody's listening, they really need laundry soap for washing clothes.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay.
Yes,
we do.
Oh. We do. So if there's a corporation out there that wants to donate –
send us a list of stuff because I'll grab the guys at work to start donating.
No, we need that one huge thing.
Laundry soap.
So for it, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a couple of feelers out with my friend Sal from Tangerine Films.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
And again,
so.
we have a shelter for domestic violence. So there's like things that people don't think about, like laundry soap and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And Margaret's great. She's like the first one to say, "What can I do?" But you know, I just wanted you to know that you know she really cares.
Well,
and it was important for me to share that.
We're going to go out on a date, Kathy, you
and
me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
We already had a date.
Oh, are you single?
But
yeah, I'm single.
Only if you're single.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
Kathy,
single.
you have the microphone right now, so why don't you ask all our fans out there, tell them what you need for your organization. So you take the mic over and
well,
ask
right
them directly.
Now, right now we do have, which normally we don't have, but we actually have three teenage boys, which is something we don't usually have, but we do. So we need teenage kids, but their sizes are adult. and their adults, medium to extra large, as for, you know, as far as, you know, shirts and pants. That's like what we're really in dire need. These, you have to remember that when the victims leave their house, they literally leave
nothing.
With
nothing,
the clothes on their back.
Right.
So they come with nothing. And, you know, everybody's always there to give, like, baby clothes and all that kind of stuff, but they forget about the teenagers, and they're also dealing with these situations. So right now, we actually really do need boys' teenage clothes. You know, again, adult sizes, medium to extra large, and the same as, you know, shorts, jeans.
Okay.
You know, for those boys. So that's what we're in dire need right now of that.
Okay. All right.
And it's, again, you can go to LI Against Domestic Violence. You can call me at 631-666-7181. My name is Kathy Fallon, and if you can't drop it off, I will totally come to your place and pick them up.
Yep.
So we're looking to, you know, slightly used, you know, obviously, you know, we don't, you know, these kids don't have anything, so we don't give them something that looks like crap. We want something that looks like, you know, they can feel like they can wear in school.
Right.
And not be made fun of. You know, they mm-hmm. need that.
Yep.
So that would be great.
Okay.
So that I appreciate. Again, that's not the reason I called. Thank you
I know.
For giving me the opportunity to speak about that.
No, and I dropped the link.
I'm speaking just to give Margaret, you know, the shine that she deserves.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it. Yeah, these guys take me for granted because they suck.
Oh, there
yeah.
we go.
But anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, we love Margie and Hemorrhoids.
La, 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 la.
You know, guys, step it up. She's awesome. You can learn from her.
Thank you very, very much.
Well,
Kathy, I'll be speaking to you soon.
And I just want to say thank you for what you're doing out
there.
I know.
We'll be talking. Are you at breakfast? I owe you a breakfast.
Yes, you do.
All right. Thank
yes.
you, guys.
The Airport Diner. I'll see you there.
Okay.
Airport Diamond, you got it.
All right, Kathy,
all right,
thank you.
Take care.
All
yeah.
right.
I love this woman, yeah. And we eat barbecue, by the way.
Well, the Airport Diamond's got great soup, by the way.
They have great everything there. And I'm so glad she called, and I shared the event. If anybody wants to private message me on my personal page, if, you know, I'm on the feed here, Mama Dukes, or private message the Motorcycle Mayhem page.
Yeah, well, we got another phone call coming in, Mama.
Okay, cool.
You are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who we got there?
You got Mark Marino on the phone. What's happening, guys?
Hey! Oh, there we go.
Hey, Mark!
So you get your questions prepped already, huh?
What? So what's up, folks?
What's happening, brother?
On? Your boy's calling in soon.
Man.
Are you calling? Is he? He's on tour, so I know you're not at his house. Unless you are at his house, because he is on tour.
I'm in his house with his dog Jack right now, and his roommate Michelle went over here partying a little bit. You know?
Yeah,
somebody gonna keep the party going.
You better not be in his pool.
Well, what I Jake's my boy, you know, I gotta keep an eye on my friend. So yeah, me and Michelle got him. We got him covered.
All right, cool. Mark, you got to be the best friend ever.
Yes, you are.
You are.
Can you be your best friend, too?
Oh, well, when I go away, you can watch my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I watch everybody's dogs, man. I'm a dog. I love animals more than I like people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're way cooler than people.
And bikers.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's that's my life.
There you go.
Bikers in our community here and furry things. That's about it. And don't say anything else.
You got it.
I mean that four-legged kind.
Hanging out with One-Eyed Jack. He's missing his daddy. That's
furry.
For sure. I can tell you that, man. He's a cool dog. He's the coolest. I don't know if you ever met him, but he's the coolest dog ever.
No, never met One-Eyed Jack. Was he named after the bar, or was he named because he has one eye?
He only had one eye. Michael rescued him because nobody wanted him, and that's how we got him. And it shows it.
That's so great.
That's awesome.
Thank you for, you know.
So Michael's calling in here soon. I just talked to him, so.
All right.
Do you know why Michael rescued him, right? Because Michael's an awesome dude, for one, and he's a biker, for two.
That's right.
And that's what we do.
We
rescue
animals. Right on,
we rescue animals.
Yes.
And donate.
That's the way to go. I got two rescue dogs, too, man, and they rescued me. I didn't rescue them, man.
Oh. Isn't that the way it is? They rescue us.
Well,
yeah, amen, man.
That depends.
Anyway, all right, man, I can't wait to hear my phone on the thing, man. We miss him here at home, so I just come over here and chill out with his dog and his roommate. So.
Excellent.
Okay.
You guys have a good night, man.
Thank you.
Too, you.
All right. I gotta give I gotta give a shout out.
Okay.
Oh my freaking God! My other sister. Well, she's my stepsister. Joanne Pans is on the line right now.
Right.
I mean, on our feed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, say hello to her, man. She's like the funniest thing ever. And she's, oh my God, I love her to death. She's great. And my real sister's on there too. She's good. She's the one that does my hair. Plug, Leslie's Hair Salon, 9 Green Street, Huntington, New York. Give her a call, Leslie's Hair Salon, li.com.
What's going on, Leslie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
well,
right on, guys. You have a good night.
Mike, say hello to Leslie.
We'll see you later, buddy.
Bye, Marino.
Bye.
I'm going to call him Marino. Like, yeah. Bobarino.
Bobarino. Marino Isis.
Marino. Oh, my God.
I'll give him a quick shout.
Oh, my God. He's hanging out at Michael's house.
In his pool.
He's got the barbecue going.
I'm sorry. This shit cracks me up, man.
I'll do a quick shout out. I'll be doing these shout outs throughout the whole night. But I want to give a shout out to Lori Mason, who was a member of Just Harley Riders, Motorcycle Riders of the Midwest also. So, thank you. Check out their groups. Awesome stuff. And thank you for your support.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Thanks for listening,
back
man.
To your story.
What story? With the dead rotting meat?
The dead rotten meat. Man.
So what did you do with
what
the meat?
What was so good?
After you ate
did
it.
Did you bag it and toss it?
Well, no. Actually, what? Some. Well, there happens to be bears.
So you fed the wildlife.
But I went up the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we dragged it up. He dragged it up there.
Nice.
I didn't
wow.
do that shit. I just cleaned it out and threw it in a bag.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So he had to drag it up there. Was he heaving and hollering the whole way?
No. Because it was bagged. It was bagged. You just leave the bag there. You untie it. The bear find it.
The bear
that's
find
fine.
It.
They don't eat plastic.
So I'm
going to
say hubby's not going to be good at his garbage man.
No, but he's an excellent mountain man, baby.
Oh. You ever see that commercial? Was it for Brawny or whatever? When a lady walks in the kitchen.
Oh, that's home, not him.
And then you got the baby on the counter. We got the fish on the counter.
Oh, that's not that. If you ever watch Mountain Men on the History Channel, Discovery Channel,
yeah.
That's him.
Life Below Zero.
But that's also him. The guy's making the fish on the counter.
No, he don't do that. That's fish. Yeah, that's not that's red meat.
Oh,
it's
Jesus
just contaminated
Christ
counters.
I'm being picky.
God damn. Mr. Mountain Man, can he come later?
Yeah. Dawn Badass, that's right. Dead Meat's got her attention. That's my girl, and lead singer of our band, The Gutter Dolls, DUTTERDOLLZ.com.
Dawn is awesome.
Badass, man. She's a badass.
She's awesome, man.
She is.
And she's a great bartender, too.
And we like Dead Meat. And vampires, what the fuck?
And vibrators.
And that's right, Winford. Amen to that. Our pets are our heroes.
That's right. Except for mine. My dog's retarded.
He really? Is not.
No, oh my God. Are you kidding me? He got a rope in his mouth the other day, one of his big ropes.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, what's up? And then he runs to the stairs. And what does he do? He steps on the ropes, face first into the step. I'm laughing at him. He's a pit bull. He looks at me and goes, you're laughing at me? He kicked my ass. But anyway, he's duh.
He bites your ankles.
He bites the shit out of me.
Because you taste like barbecue.
Yeah. Barbecue and tailpipes.
All right. So did you see, and he's been on our feed before, and we actually had him call in when he was doing the Aiden ride with Beaner.
Okay.
Tim Ford's new boat and his new logo.
I didn't see
the logo. His shirt.
Oh, is that the with the circle and the oar?
With the anchor, yeah. It's really, that's the coolest shirt I've ever seen.
So you're saying we should be getting some shirts in the mail soon?
Yeah, okay. I just tagged him in the feed.
Excellent.
So hopefully, oh, and speaking of which, I have to give a shout out to Red Wolf.
Red Wolf, I saw he was doing something over the weekend.
Yes, he was. He couldn't call me back because he was up in the woods area.
Oh, another man. Man.
But I did speak with him, and we're going to be doing something with him down the road soon.
All right.
But he just so happens to have Ice Cream Man from Hell t-shirts that you ain't getting.
Oh.
Why?
Because.
I want one, damn it.
You got to work for that shit.
Oh, jeez.
He's a sweetheart, though. He really
tough,
is.
Man.
But
tough.
He might call in and surprise us, and right. You never know.
Well,
you never
waiting.
Know who's going to call into this show.
That's true. You never know.
This is true.
You never do know.
Did you do anything interesting other than what you said earlier? Did you have anything to add?
Nope.
You really
nope.
suck.
I don't know.
Well, we got other events going on. I sent out the newsletter, but if you're not part of it, oh well. Yes. Full Throttle Bike Night's coming up Wednesday in New York, guys, at Molly Maguire's.
Mm-hmm.
This Wednesday night starts at 7 o'clock in Oakdale. And, yeah, that's what I got. I've got a bike night.
All right, good.
And bike night at Red River Inn, too.
Yeah, I got invited just now to that one.
Yeah, on Thursday night.
Yeah, just got it. Bing.
Sorry, so. It's my psychic connection.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, play Lotto, would you?
I did. We didn't fucking win shit.
Jeez.
I'm still here.
Did anybody win that?
No.
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 Like I said, I've been doing these shout-outs all night. I also want to give a shout-out to Eric Miller, okay, from Bobbers and Choppers. I'm sorry, Bobbers and Choppers Club. I said that wrong. Thank you for your support, Eric. Excellent group. I checked their group out. Some really cool old-school bikes.
Okay.
And boobies.
Boobies?
We all like boobies.
Check them out. Eric Miller, thank you very much for your support. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so did you check out the September issue of Cycle Source magazine?
You know what? I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You all have to get it because Cycle Source magazine, in our eyes, and in everyone's eyes, should be the number one motorcycle magazine in the world, in the country, globally, whatever.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Heather and Chris do a great job putting
it actually is
together.
A really awesome book.
Yeah.
And it's a thick book, too. It's like a nice magazine.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's really done
it's
well.
Good, it's a good quality magazine.
It's a very good quality
and
magazine.
And it's a dying breed. You know, yeah. The magazines nowadays, it's yeah. a dying breed. Yeah. So if you can, get your hands on one.
Yes.
Or get a subscription online. You save a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting things going on.
It's written by really real bikers and very knowledgeable information in there. No, you know, you finish reading an article about the bike, you really know everything about that bike.
Yep. Yes. Chris Callen does most of the writing, and Heather Callen does some, and then our buddy there, Scooter Tramp Scotty,
yes.
he does an article
has a feature. You know, when he gets it in, when he's busy, you know, not being a
traveled.
Professional tourist. So, which is cool.
I want.
No, it's also cool.
You see the picture they put up of Chris and Heather on the...
Yes,
yeah.
on that
bike.
Twisted Tee chopper, man.
I want it to write so bad.
I just want that picture. Actually, Chris, well, they're on their way back from Sturgis, but I'm gonna message Chris and Heather and ask them to send me the high res of that image. I would just blow that up. That's like a really cool.
That's a great picture. That's why I put it on my wall.
Yeah,
but you know what? I want the bike so bad. Hey, get off my bike!
For those of you who don't know. They, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Cycle Source magazine,
yeah.
Chris and his crew built a custom motorcycle, and we've had it on our feed. It was our cover photo. It's the Twisted Tee Chopper. And all you have to do to win this bike is do a video on Instagram. Tag at Cycle Source magazine, tag at Twisted Tee, and hashtag it Twisted Chopper, I believe. All the information's on Cycle Source magazine. It's been on our page. We'll probably share it again later. But you just post a video and do a couple of hashtags and tag Twisted Tee and at Cycle Source, and they're going to announce the winner at the end of November.
Okay.
So that's really not that far away.
But you got to tell them the whole thing, what they got to do. Once you put the picture on and you got to write the title, give this bike to Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem.
No.
And
that's not how you win it. No, shut the fuck up. No, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
And you say, not Margaret, Johnny.
Yeah. I already got, how many views do you got on your video?
I didn't look.
I got over 100 views on my video.
Did you really?
Yes,
well,
I did.
That's you watching it over and over again.
No, it's not, because when you watch your own shit, it don't count.
Oh, no?
No, it does not.
Yeah, Johnny, you're out.
Damn.
You got 3 views now.
I got like 1 video now. Thank you.
I'm actually going to find the link for you guys just to make it
super
easy to get it. So
Johnny's getting all bent out of shape. Now there's going to be more people putting things in there.
Yeah.
Your chances are going down.
Apparently this is the wrong link. Oh, no, it is the right link. Let's see. Enter now. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Twisted. Yep. This is it. I just want to get it right. I'm just going to put the link. It's real easy to do. I mean, everybody's taking selfies and doing these 15-second videos. Do a 30-second video. There's the link for the, I just posted it, Twisted whatever it says, Twisted Chopper 17, Twisted Tea, a little Twisted Chopper sweepstakes. You'll see all the info is there. Do it.
Do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. You could win this bike. It costs you nothing but your time.
Yes.
I tell you, when we saw this bike live, Johnny was drooling all over. So I'm glad they
this thing
it up
is
afterwards.
Bad ass.
I got
man.
To sit on it though.
That's it's bad thing. Ass.
I know, but you know what? If you do win this bike, you need to get that suspension.
No, where do I go for that?
Pro Tech guys. Those pro dudes. DJ. I forgot the name of it already.
It's I know.
Geez.
Pro Tech. Whatever. Pro. They're great.
They are awesome. They're the Johnny Frewmaster approved.
Absolutely.
Right?
He did a stamp of approval? A
stamp of approval from John Frew.
Master.
Beta.
I did it! I finally got him in!
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a few minutes, yes.
All right. What are you going to... Oh, eight. Oh, my God. Ida, she's on.
Who?
Well, hold on a minute. Ida, do me a favor. But she's touring the country on her motorcycle.
My God. Oh, yeah.
Ida, if you want to call in now, because Michael Allman's calling in at like 9 o'clock or 9:15. Ida, definitely call in.
Call us, please.
I love her. She had a little wipeout action.
Did she really?
No.
Yeah, she on part of the road, it got soft.
Right.
And the bike came out from underneath her a little bit. She's not hurt or anything. She did a little bit of damage to the bike.
Right.
But, oh, my God, she is posting stuff. She's on our feed, guys. Right. I'm just going to get it. Life Unloaded. She's touring with Paul. It's amazing. I posted her link a couple of times. I mean, this is my dream. She's living my dream, everybody's dream, whether you're a guy or a girl, man. They're going to be gone for almost 2 years.
At least.
Totally. So hopefully Ida will call in. 877-917-5263 is the phone number to call.
Excellent.
Yeah. I would love to hear from you
and anybody else with a story or two or just want to stop by and say hello, give us a call. 877-917.
I'm lost.
You fucked up.
I'm looking over here. I'm going to look up there. I can't see.
877-917-5263.
Write it on your hand.
Sing the song, man.
I was looking at Pro Action Suspensions over here.
No. Oh. But from last week's show, I just want to give a shout out to George.
We got a phone call. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. I know it. This is Ida. Hold on.
Hello, you're on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we have?
You have Sparky. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, Sparky? How you doing, buddy?
Sparky, I was just...
I'm doing good.
And now Ida's calling in.
Yes.
Sparky, can you hang on for just 1 second?
Yeah, I'm going to call you right back, Sparky.
I'll hang on for as long as you guys want.
All right, just hang on.
Awesome.
You don't have
to hurry. You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Ida?
Hello?
She hung up.
Oh, she did hang up. Crap.
Sparky?
Just end that
wait,
one.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait.
Take him off hold.
Sparky?
Hey there.
We're gonna call you right back. Okay?
No worries, buddy. I'll be listening. So
thank you.
Awesome. All right, hang on one sec.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. That's not working well.
No. Hold on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Ida.
How are you? What's going on?
Oh, woman, you are my heroine.
How's it going out there?
Don't get addicted to me now.
Oh, I already am. Seriously.
So we're in Auburn, California right now.
Sweet. You are. Excellent. Nice.
We just found gold.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
You did? You found gold? Oh, what happened the other day?
What are you talking about? My little incident?
Yes. Yes, I was a little concerned, but I'm glad you did the video.
I'm good. I ate some shit, but I'm okay.
All right. Good woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were going down a gravel road, and it just got a little deep, and I didn't slow down quick enough and got a tank flap.
Okay.
But I'm good.
You're back up.
We fixed them this morning.
Yeah, all my stuff was everywhere. But
Oh,
that's the worst.
It's all good.
All right.
I stood up, it could have been worse. I stood up, I got up, everything was cool. I decided, hey, maybe I should videotape this.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Thanks for being concerned. I feel so loved now.
Yeah, we're stalking you. Not to worry. And I just dropped a link too, and so everybody else can follow you in your travels. And
yes.
Feel free at any time if you want to share any updates on our timeline, so then I can reshare them to everybody. That would be fabulous.
Awesome.
You know, because everybody's a little busy here and there, but I'm so proud of what you're doing, and everybody's following you. You know, I think it's great. I think it's great that you're touring. You're going to be touring the whole entire world. It's like...
It's insane.
Yep.
Crazy.
We're getting started, starting with the U.S.
Yeah. Well, of course the U.S. is the best place to tour.
Yeah.
But then you're going to have all these adventures.
Exactly.
We hit Colorado and Utah. Let me tell you guys, Utah is... awesome.
Is
the
it?
Moab was amazing.
All dirt.
We did all of that on dirt.
Nice.
We zigzagged the whole state. Did not much pavement at all. It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Sweet.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's definitely living the dream, man. It really is.
I love Colorado. Estes Park is my favorite.
So this was the right choice to make, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The people that we met made it worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. We met up with a couple of guys that were on the trail, and next thing you know, the team of two became a team of four, and we're going to be riding, I guess, for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and then split again. You know, they're going to go their own way, and we're going to go ours.
That's
awesome. It's awesome, you know?
Hey, yeah, that's somebody's house. There's a barbecue.
Yeah.
There you go. Wait. My ears just went up again. Barbecue?
Barbecue, that's right.
The guy, hey, you know what?
He was addressed.
Feel free to put as many pictures up as you want on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you can even tag us. If you just want to tag us in your stuff, and this way we'll see it right in our feed and I can share it with everybody.
Right.
That would be so huge. And then, you know, you get more coverage. Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at this picture that you took in the barn that's falling down of Ada. Let me tell you something. That's like a definitive picture of what you guys are doing. Like in experiencing the world, man. That's an incredible shot, man. Good shot, whoever took that
Thank
one.
I'm sure
you're talking about the one we found the shack falling apart. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, and you're inside with your camera, and someone took a picture of you from behind.
Oh yeah, one of the guys did. They just posted that today. That was one of the buddies that we're riding with. His name is Josh.
That was in a cornfield.
No, yeah. Yeah, it was across the street from a cornfield. Yep, yep.
That's a great shot.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely want to see more.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. More roads.
The bikini. Then you'll want to see less.
More roads, more barbecue places, you know.
Definitely. I'll start hashtagging you guys.
Absolutely.
That'll be cool.
Excellent. That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if it's barbecue. Right. You can just hashtag Johnny Rizzo.
There you go.
You know.
Food.
For the food.
I'll think about you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye, Paul.
I'm sure you guys have to take another call. So
yeah, we do.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
And my love to everyone. And thanks for following us and supporting us, guys.
And thank be you. Safe, my
keep,
friend.
Keep riding,
awesome.
Woman.
All right. Real safe. Bye-bye now.
We will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Call Sparky back because this is what I was talking about.
Okay, those two are having the time of their life.
And it was the 520 number. Started with 520. That's Sparky. He's the one. Now, George Sherrill, who I want to give a shout-out to, got the parts for Jack's niece, Sydney, who called in.
Yes.
Oh.
The 54 Chevy.
I'm glad that worked out.
Chevy.
That worked out great.
Yeah.
Hello-dee.
Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How are you, sir?
I'm good today. Well, except for the fucking rain all day.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah, in Alabama, it rained like a whore in heat, I tell you. Just pouring rain, like fucking crazy.
Guess it was hot.
All right.
Well, wow, I never see Mama get, like, shy like that.
That was so fucking good. I'm going to steal that from you.
Nice.
I really am.
Wow.
I really am.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
You go large. Shit, I missed half the show. I wanted to see what Greg had to all say,
mm-hmm.
but I missed it all.
Michael Allman didn't call in yet. He's going to be calling in about 15 minutes.
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, so you
he didn't call yet.
No,
I didn't miss it.
No, Sparky, you did not miss it.
So if you got something you want us to ask him, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
So so your buddy there, Jack, and George, who's one of our Mayhem fans, have been connected back and forth to get the parts that Sydney needs. For her car, so you guys all gotta let us know when that transpires. So
yeah, definitely. Well, we already sent Johnny her address. So
all right, excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yep. So you should be getting that part. Jack,
Yeah, I forwarded all that over to George already too. That was already forwarded. He's got all that. So yeah.
Oh.
And then we want to see the updates and pictures.
Definite kudos to AM Radio for that. I'll tell you that straight up.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anything for the kids.
Anything, yep.
Especially a girl who can turn a wrench.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love it.
More than me.
I know.
Well, then again.
Most everybody does.
Yeah, Johnny. Really.
I cook a steak.
Awesome shit.
No, that's proud. My daddy used to do that, too. So, you know, and that was back in the 60s. And, you know, girls weren't allowed. Now it's a little bit different, but I'm proud that, you know, all you guys are doing that, and it's great. I love it when I see the girls doing, mechanical things and building their own stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should be very proud.
Sydney's real excited. She's very excited about that, the whole thing.
One day we'll meet her and you guys.
Is she with you now?
No, she's in bed already. The kids are back in school now, and Jack actually... worked out in the rain all day. The job I do, I couldn't work in the rain because it's not possible. But the job that he does, he just sits in the truck and lets everybody else go and do the work.
I know that feeling.
I like that one. Nice.
But he still come home tired, you know.
Yeah.
Sleeping all day. You know, if you sleep too much, you get tired, right?
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you watch some knuckleheads working behind a truck, slow as all spit. Yeah. It's like watching
Sparky.
Anyways,
keep listening to the show. Keep listening to the show, buddy. And Michael Lohman will be calling in around 9:15. All right?
All right. I'll be on. I'll be listening. And thank you very much. I always call every Monday. You know that?
That's great. Yeah, we love
it,
man.
Thank you, Sparky.
You know, that's definitely awesome. And thanks for being a supporter. We love our supporters.
100%.
All right, buddy.
But anyways, we'll talk to you guys soon, and we'll talk to you online, Johnny.
You got it, buddy. Looking forward to it.
And the rest of you hosts got to send me a Facebook request for friendship. You know?
You have it?
Sure.
I thought I did.
I'll throw you on my bike.
You don't want this, buddy. You don't want this.
We'll do a friend request. I like his Irish accent.
Anybody want a friend request?
Are you blocking us from your friends now?
I'm book blocking you.
That's funny shit right there.
He's a Facebook host.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Sparky.
All right, Sparky.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Bo. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye bye now. Later, brother.
Good night.
All my friends block Johnny.
Don't do it.
I love that guy.
No, don't. But a quick shout to Aaron Waller. He's on right now. He hiked across Estes Park. Again, you are correct. It is incredible.
Yeah.
I love Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Colorado is pretty damn cool, too.
Well, only because Coors Light comes from there. I like that.
Well, no, because also David Yule, UHL, Yule Studios, the guy who is the phenomenal artist and does all the Harley Davidson Bike Fest shirts and these beautiful paintings. I was a part of one. I wasn't in one, but I helped arrange one.
Excellent.
He did the steampunk series, and he did one of Steven Tyler. And if you go to David Yule or Yule Studios, UHLstudios.com.
Excellent.
You can see his work, and you'll see him set up. He was down in Sturgis. He did some beautiful, beautiful work.
All right.
Fabulous guy.
Excellent.
Yeah, his paintings are amazing.
You know, he's incredible. You know, iconic. He's gonna leave a legacy behind like David Mann did with his stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Okay. He's got his own little take on things, but and they're beautiful works. Very
each piece
expensive.
Screams.
You know.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's good.
Well, I hopefully want to be everywhere on my bike, so hopefully I get to go through there.
Well, soon enough we will be able to do that.
Let me see. Do I have a quick time here?
I don't know. Do you?
We have a quick time to do ours.
We should do
commercials real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, it's 9:04. Let's jump on that before Michael calls in.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rod.
I like that, Rod. Thanks for being part of me.
I'll be quiet.
We'll be right back. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Oh, wait a minute.
So much for that idea.
We'll be right back. Well, it ain't playing, damn it.
No, that's not it.
So much for having Johnny do
results of motorcycle ads.
Jesus Christ.
Can you rewind the tape? Sorry for blowing out your ears, people.
Wow.
No, you have it on record.
Well, hold on.
He's recording and recording?
I have a little technical difficulties over here. I can't say that word.
Sounds like you got a ham bone in your mouth.
Okay.
All right.
It's the porn music.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers' full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
So what are we doing September 9th?
We're going to go to the Camel Fest Bike.
No, Camel City. You fucked it up.
Both of you guys.
Camel Bike. Wait, Camel City. Camel City Bike Fest.
Why don't you hit yourself again with the mic?
Camel City Bike Fest, yes, we'll be there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We'll
with
be hanging
who?
Out
with
Mr. Wayne Penix
from
Biker Trash Nation, baby.
Yeah,
check out Biker Trash Nation, man. That is an awesome organization. Great group on Facebook. Great people. Everybody is awesome on Biker Trash Nation. So check them out.
It's going to be mayhem.
Say hello to Wayne Penix. I hope he's doing good. Have a spoken
yeah, he's
him.
Doing pretty damn good. Yeah, they were at the Guns N' Roses concert this weekend. Yeah, he's doing bastard. Fine.
Good, good. Glad to hear it, man. I can't wait to hang out with him.
Oh, my God. It's going to be insanity.
Drink a couple of beers, eat some barbecue, watch we're you getting, in a hula hoop.
We're getting camel. Me and Wayne are getting matching camel toe tattoos.
All right, Wayne, we got to talk about this.
No. Folks, just so you know. I'll fill you in.
Is
for
that
those
a
of you who
furry
came,
camel toe?
No. Camel. For those of you who came in later on in the feed, in the very beginning, when we first started announcing Camel City Bike Fest, I kept calling it the Camel Toe Bike Fest.
The Camel Toe Bike Fest.
And it was a joke because that's what I think of when I think of camel. So anyway, down the road now that I am not screwing it up and somebody else is.
Mm-hmm.
But I so as a joke kind of thing, we're both getting tattoos of camels on our toes. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
I told them I would do it, and the money is going to their charity of choice, all the tattoos that are going to be done on site at Camel City Bike Fest.
Yes.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
What was that?
Wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then these two Gavones over here are doing their final weigh-in for the Fat Boy Challenge.
Yes.
So whoever loses
right
the
now,
most
I'm beating him
weight
by 25 pounds.
Is the
yeah,
winner.
Right.
But whoever sucks at the weight loss contest has got to dress up in a pinup outfit chosen by the first lady and enter the pinup contest on the stage.
Exactly.
In full.
You have to introduce all the bands for the entire day.
Yeah.
Not for the entire day, just for the pinup contest.
I think we have that shit on fucking weekends. That's the problem here.
Well, I know. I know. But see, Fenton, we love you.
Fenton.
Really wants to see Rod dressed up in the outfit.
Well, just go see him.
Thanks, Ham.
Any Friday night after midnight. He'll be wearing that shit.
Well, that's okay, too.
God, so, love Fenton. Now, where's Fenton from and what does he do?
He's from West Virginia.
And he loves to ride motorcycles. This one guy who loves to ride motorcycles, he raced my bike and lost.
He loves to ride other people's motorcycles.
Yes, which is great.
He's
lovely. He builds
guy.
Him. He's a minister. He marries people. He's
yes.
got a gorgeous wife.
Yeah.
They ride together.
Yep.
Hey, if you ride together, you stay together.
Exactly.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Hammy, how are you, my friend?
So we were going to, what was I going to say? I forgot. Now.
I don't know. I'll give a shout out.
What? We got a couple minutes to Michael Lohman, so do some shout out.
All right. I want to wish Leo and Nina a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Leo is good friends also with yep. Mike Allman. He knows him personally.
Okay,
but
good.
He's busy celebrating his anniversary.
Okay.
With Nina. So congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, my God. Angie wants to see both of us in full makeup.
What?
I think you guys just got to dress and drag for the day. I mean, I'm sorry.
It should be like the reverse honeymooner situation.
Yeah, really. No, I think you should do it. I'm just going to get a camel tattoo on my toe.
You might have to.
That's all I'm doing.
You know what? If it's going for a good charity, I'm game. I could care less.
Yeah, why not?
I have no morals.
Yep. Well,
nobody has morals anymore. Listen, live life to the fullest, goddammit.
Because exactly.
Tomorrow you could get hit by a fucking bus.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You know, just saying.
And we know that.
I have no regrets.
But do I want to get hit by a bus and a dress?
Well, maybe a garbage truck. Isn't that what you do?
That would be fantastic. If you got hit by a garbage truck in that dress. Right?
Explain that one.
Well, it would be newsworthy.
Yeah, News 12 would be all over that.
You would leave your mark on this world.
It really would be funny.
Oh, my God.
It actually would be funny.
It would be, yeah.
No, man.
No, in my luck, you guys would just scoop me up, throw me in the back of the truck, and tell the truck to keep going.
Yeah, we probably would.
I'm trying to think of that helmet sticker I used to see all the time. Don't sweat the petty things.
Don't sweat the small stuff?
No. Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things. Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's your sticker.
I don't know. It's a helmet sticker I saw. Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things.
Right.
Get it?
No.
It's a helmet.
I like that. You know? We have a new listener also. You want to say her name? Amber.
Oh, Amber Rain. I love that name, by the way.
Amber Rain. Welcome to the mayhem.
Welcome. Yes. Definitely welcome
to the
mayhem.
She's a new listener.
I got another helmet sticker for you.
What?
My nipple. Well, I have to say nipple now because I only have one. But usually the sticker says, my nipples get harder than most men's dicks.
Oh, well, right. Nice.
So, but singular, my nipple does get harder than most men's dicks.
Dawn has a great one, a great helmet sticker, because she was once married before me. She goes, I used to be fucking stupid, but now she's not.
This is fucking you.
No, it's right.
I was just wondering that.
When did that change?
When did that change, Dawn?
That's still appropriate.
Yeah, really.
Seriously.
No. But Michael Allman should be calling any minute. Also, the shout out, of course, David Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Big
wild hog
rabbit.
Right here, baby. I got my wild hog patch right there.
And we got him right here.
Yeah, we got him right there. And, of course, Angie Bean.
We love Angie. And Nana Dye.
Nana Dye, yep. And Laurel, yeah.
And Laurel. Go check out her page, too.
Kip Kotler, man.
He did put up that commercial run.
That was great. We'll give him another one today. We'll give him another one.
Yeah.
Later. We'll try to do it better this time.
What?
I think we did it great last time.
I know we did great last time, but we'll try to do it better. That's all. A little.
Wow.
A pubic hair came flying out.
That was a long one, too.
I had a hairball. What can I say?
I also
that is the first time I belched on the air.
Wow.
Is
me,
it?
Me too.
Okay, right.
I also want to thank Johnny Lang.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Strip Club Choppers, man. What an awesome, awesome concept that is. Oh, Mr. Allman is calling in. Hello, you're on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem.
What's up, man?
Hey, how are you doing, brother?
Not bad, not bad.
What's going on, brother?
Ladies,
oh, nothing but the weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Allman.
Is in the
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Honey Bun. How you doing?
I'm doing great, darling. Sorry I didn't get to see you in B.B. King's. I was kind of tied up.
She was literally tied up.
I was.
It's always fun.
No, I know. I was. I was literally tied up. But your neighbor called us. He's taking good care of One-Eyed Jack.
Yeah, he's got just what he said. He's got these there with Jack and Michelle hanging out.
Uh-huh. Michael, he's in your pool.
he's drinking your beer.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I don't drink beer, and I don't have a pool. So okay.
He's at the wrong house.
He better be touching his barbecue.
Yeah, what is he like my barbecue.
Well, at least he's got the dog with him, so that's a good thing.
So,
he did something
wait
right.
A minute, at this point, is it the right dog?
I think so.
You're on tour. How's that going?
Hey, it's going great, man. Yeah. BB King's was awesome. Except, you know, playing with Dwayne Betts is just, excellent.
Yes.
That was just really cool.
I was almost ready to drive out there myself to pick you up, and then I was figuring, well, that ain't going to help. That ain't going to help anything because you're still going to be late.
He's still going to be late.
Gonna be late. Yeah, I won't make it. Yeah. By the time, but Friday, I missed the Infinity show stuck in Baltimore Airport. It turned out it was the jet stream was doing stuff. One stewardess got his shoulder busted, the plane dropping.
Oh,
distance.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like 19 injuries or something.
So oh, my God.
Stopped everything. They didn't fly nothing through the jets. It funneled right over the New England states for a little while, and it was not flyable.
Wow. Yeah, well.
Took me a while to find out what happened. I didn't know. I know. And plus, Trump had flown in over there, so it was like, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So, you know, no fly zone over Jersey while he was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's usually a no fly zone.
Well, they could have went around Jersey. You know what I
mean? I guess the jet stream was the bigger problem.
Yeah, I guess so. what's your favorite city so far?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, I'm in Virginia. I'm in central Virginia right now, and it is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, huh?
But every place has its, everywhere's got its charm.
Right,
right. Excellent, though. Yeah, so you're going to be
only 30 miles and 30 miles away from where they're doing the trouble and
they've
named it yet or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, the fighting, arguing, bitching, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to stay away from there. Yeah, stay away from that.
Yeah. Yep. Staying out of that mess.
So where's your next stop?
I head to Philly tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
The guys in the Mile High Club, we have about
wait a minute.
12 shows.
You're in the Mile High Club? I need to be in that club.
It's a fun club.
I think
quarters are a little tight, but you pull it off.
Oh, my God.
They need to have a nickname for doing everything other than sex club and
plane.
I did that.
Oh, yeah?
But not the Mile High Club.
Oh, no.
Thing.
You're boring.
Yeah, really,
I did it. I've done it. I'm going to sound like Dr. Seuss on a train, in a plane, in a box.
I got a couple of years ago, I was riding on a train, and I went on Facebook, and I said, well, let's call it a Mile High Club in the plane. What do they call it on a train? And somebody came back with the answer, the Mile Long Club.
That's a good one.
That worked.
I like that.
There's a new Facebook page.
Yeah, right, the Mile Long Club. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I think you should open that up tomorrow, Mike.
We'll have 5,000 members in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. My God.
That's a new Facebook. There's a new Facebook group page right there. The Mile Long Club.
The Mile Long Club.
I'm sure David Hayes somewhere is in there working on it right now.
Oh, damn him.
You know what? He just posted it, damn
David.
It. And he's the first member. Go figure.
David Hayes and Angie Bean, get on that.
Yeah,
oh,
Angie.
My God.
Angie's a sweetheart.
Wait a minute. Angie's not even chiming in on this. She's awfully quiet. What's up with that?
She's quiet. I don't know.
But she just said, let's do it.
Yeah, she wants to do it. Do what, though?
The Bylon Club.
The Bylon Club.
I don't know. I know, but she might be saying, let's do something else.
Let's do it.
Michael.
Come on, let's
do
it.
With her, you never know. That's a sweetie.
She is.
I mean, I have a general idea.
Why don't you do it in the road?
There's a new song, Michael.
What? That's an old song.
But no.
Long Club. Yeah, everybody loves trains.
Yeah? I can see Michael Allman up on stage like, do it in a train. Right?
With a little like...
Well, my mind went to a whole different train, but...
Multi-passenger?
Back away from the mics when we get back. So on our feed here, Lisa Nichols said she had a blast partying with you this past weekend.
She hung out. I think she hit all three shows.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love your fan base, by the way. They're great people. And
yeah, they're fun. I got real folks there.
Yeah.
I talk to them when I'm on my Facebook.
Nothing but great things to say about you.
I post pictures.
Yep. You're a good man.
You are. That's the beautiful.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Don't tell anybody though, man. Everybody thinks I'm nuts.
Well, I don't know. You're on live radio now, so I think you just blew it. That's it.
That load just.
Oh well. Yeah. Everyone that don't know me thinks I'm nuts. thinks I'm whatever it is they think I am.
That's right.
Nah, you're all right. And Ray Bryant says hello from Macon, Georgia. To you.
What's up, Macon,
Georgia. So that's cool. And Leo Benetti actually says hello. Leo and Nina. It's their anniversary today, so
they've been Fayetteville, there. North Carolina says hello.
Well, who's from Fayetteville?
I'm trying to look at that. Raymond Strickland.
Ray Strickland
is okay. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Don't hang up now.
Yeah, John, don't be so silly.
No, don't hang up. So, Michael, now you're in California now.
No, I'm in Virginia now.
Virginia now. And then you're going to Philly, right?
Yeah, going to Philly tomorrow. Yep.
Okay, and then you're going to be heading out our way again in September in Long Beach. Is that where you're going in September?
Yes. MichaelAllmanLive.com has got all the dates.
I posted the majority of them. Okay, cool.
I think there's a few that aren't on there, but I got to get it updated here shortly.
I believe that Long Beach one's on a Sunday.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. And
Sunday,
I know
fun day, man.
We will definitely be there.
We will all be there.
And I don't know if you're heading right out after that, but we'd love to hang with you afterwards and take you to a couple of cool places, you know?
I don't know. I'll know the plans as soon as I get there.
So hopefully, that works out, you know? So what else is going on there, Michael?
Oh, man, ain't nothing really. Just this. Just a lot of this. A lot of singing. Yeah. A lot of shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah, I looked at the schedule. He is a busy man, man.
Yes, he is.
You are all over the place, and that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes. So, anybody else want to ask any questions? Or?
I'm going through the feed right now. So I'm going. No, there's just a bunch of people that are just giving you shout outs.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, I'm just going through here. Hold on 1 second. Well, we already said hello to Lisa. And Carol Kozlowski says, hi, Michael.
There's number one. Hey, number one.
That's
number one fan right there.
That's right. Okay. See? Now, I think that's totally awesome.
It is.
Terry Cavanaugh definitely wants you to write a song about the mile-long
Terry, she makes my tie-dyed T-shirts.
Oh. Okay. She's a very creative. Wow.
Yeah.
And
she's got a great size. She's got a good, great, tie dye stuff shirt. She's got sundresses and all kind of neat stuff. She's really good at it too.
I need a new sundress. I think I'll go and check that out.
Oh, me too.
Lisa Poole says hello. You don't need a new.
Miss Frosty.
And Chandler Albright Edmonds, we love you, Michael.
Love y'all too.
Rose Dean says Chicago says hey. And Lori
Chicago.
Chicago, and we got Lori Baker from Park City, Utah, chiming in saying hey. And
hello.
We got Rebecca Higgins from West Virginia.
Rebecca.
And then, oh, yeah, did James Talley, did you do him from Abilene, Texas?
No.
He says hi. James Talley from Abilene.
Get out of Texas. I haven't been able to get over to Texas in a while.
I'm trying to think. I'm going through here. Yeah, there's so many people. Wow.
Yeah,
Randy from Randy Morgan says hi from Oklahoma.
You know Twinkle from Dickie?
I do. Oh. Twinkle at Rock Soul Radio.
Twinkle is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, she's adorable, too. I love watching her perform.
Isn't she fabulous? And Leo has played with her.
They just came back from overseas.
Yeah.
The place where they went has slipped my mind, but they just did a nice leaving the country tour for a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yep. She's doing great. Yeah, Leo plays bass, and he's played with her, and he's from the Hub Tones is the name of his band. And they all hang out together down in Bradenton, Florida. So that's cool. That's awesome.
I'm going to give her a shout when we call back after we're done.
Yeah.
But, awesome, man. A lot of great things going on, really. Got a lot of good things going on, man. You're a busy man. You're all over the country, and it looks like you're enjoying every second of it.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Well, other than the Friday at the airport, it was a 17-hour flight day.
Oh, that sucked. God.
11 hours in the Baltimore airport. You want to talk about, oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice airport. It had everything I needed in there. It cost a small fortune.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
But you know what? You got a lot of fans and friends out there that tried to help you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was unbelievable. There was so many people trying to figure out a way to help me get there. That's the first show I've ever missed.
Yeah.
Wow.
David Hayes really tried his hardest.
Yeah, we sent out the feelers, man, to everybody. Yeah. You know, that's why Facebook is really good.
Yes,
it is. So that's sometimes, it works out, and sometimes, sadly, you can't change things that's out of your control. But
nothing I could do. The best part was that so many people, friends of mine on Facebook that were in the Infinity Hall, they're all watching me suffer at the airport, and everybody stayed and watched the show. They didn't cancel and leave. They didn't say, Dwayne Betts filled in, sang the songs for me, and they still, and everybody seemed to very much still enjoy the show, which made everything very, very much okay, because, everything requires a dollar these days, and one show canceling creates a wrench in the,
Wow. Oh,
that's so not having to cancel was, not having to cancel was a godsend, and I sure thank everybody for it.
No, that's great. And then, so listen, if you need a little vacation, one of our sponsors, her name is Guadalupe Martinez. She says that it sounds like Michael could use a vacation. So if you want to go to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, look up Steel Horse Harley Rentals.
Yes.
In Playa del Carmen, Mexico. All their info is on our website, too, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Or you can just click on Guadalupe Martinez's link directly and message her, and maybe you can get a nice little vacay and ride some motor scooters down in Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
That's a great
take
Playa
a
del Carmen. Nice. Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
It's a beautiful destination area in Mexico. Cool. And hey, listen, man, you get to ride a bike. What the hell?
Yeah, right? Sure. And chill out on the beach, man.
With Guadalupe and Cowboy, that's her husband's name. They're really great people.
Yes.
So you might enjoy that little bit of a break.
Cool. Yeah. I'll check them out. I got like five or six more weeks still to go.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot coming up. Yeah, four and a half now. I think 5 weeks.
Wow. So
I'm about for a while.
When is the tour going to end?
Never, man. Road goes on forever.
I know, but you come home for a little while and then go back out.
Yeah, I go back. I've got some weekends, all weekends of September. I mean, I'm full into October. I have a lot of stuff. It's all fly out for the weekends, though. This is the long.
Okay. How about
Mark Marino, quit calling me, man. I'm on the radio. I'm beeping in my ear.
Go feed the dog.
Go feed the dog.
Get out of the pool.
And get out of the pool.
Yeah, the neighbors will shoot you.
No.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Oh, man. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing you in Long Beach and hanging out with you.
Well, that'll be awesome, guys.
Yeah, we'll
look forward.
You know, unfortunately, I got stuck in Connecticut for the B.B. King show.
I believe the lovely Zora Van Zandt will be joining us at that show.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
That'd be great.
Excellent. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. That'd be real nice.
Yeah, I'm doing a concert with her coming up too. I'm on my phone, so I can't. I don't have my little tablet, but it's coming. It's on MichaelOnTheLive.com. It says it's a sort of Van Zandt show. There's no details yet. I don't
nice.
Have them all exactly yet, but that's the date. It's somewhere in New Jersey.
Cool.
Okay.
I think it's a festival. I wish I had it. All right,
Mark. Seriously.
Is it like the food truck festival or something?
Oh yeah.
No.
No, that really is a festival name.
Is a festival. I saw that. I think somebody shared the event with me or something. Like you're going to be nearby or something.
Oh okay.
Food truck festival, man. Food trucks. Some of them food trucks are awesome.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Holy shit.
Johnny knows them all.
Oh, fried pickles, fried Twinkies. Oh, come on.
Fried, yeah, you fried anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
48, that brisket sandwich.
Yeah, are we kidding? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I want to read what that festival is. My tablet's right here. Let me, I want to plug that.
When was it?
That's going to be so cool. Last time I saw Zora, she was, I went to Jimmy's fundraiser.
Okay.
And she's just lovely. Let's see.
Wow. Let's see,
he's looking
it up. Okay.
Looking it up really fast here. All right. The Eversham Township Harvest Festival, hosted by Marlton. I don't know my glasses. Marlton Tavern in Marlton, New Jersey.
Oh, okay, Marlton, New Jersey.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Marlton, New Jersey. September 23rd is that one.
Yeah, next Sunday.
That's another fly out too. That's because I'm home for a week during the week and fly out to things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Moulton, that's a great town too over there. I believe that's exit 70 off of 295. So
very cool.
No, Route 70. Sorry, not exit 70. But anyway,
you're going to be up in Lake George. David Hayes will be coming around. And
yeah.
Yep. Lake George.
Got three dates up there in Lake George.
Oh, you'd be in trouble if David Hayes comes up there.
Oh, yeah, that's August 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Whoa. That's unplugged. Me and John McNutt just doing the rooftop Starlight show.
Okay.
Starlight Unplugged show. It's really cool.
Sweet.
Oh, wow. I'd love to try to take a ride up there for that, man.
Yeah.
August 23rd, huh?
Plus I'll be there for 3 days, and they rent boats and pontoons right from King Neptune's there.
Okay.
Sweet.
And so he's got, yeah. So we've got, we're gonna have 3 days. That's just gonna be a lot of fun.
I love Lake George.
I got a few people coming and staying for the 3 days. They're coming and turning it into a vacation.
Oh yeah, it'll be a party vacation.
Yeah, man. But,
I love Lake George. I mean, I remember we went years ago. Me and Dawn.
Oh, it's beautiful. And man, is it gorgeous.
We went on a mini haha. She had a little too many minis for the haha. And she was done. Well, so I said she had too many ha-has.
Oh,
whatever. I blew it. No.
Did you really?
Yes.
On the train?
No.
The mile-long clock.
The mile-long clock.
I am in.
Obviously.
I'll be in the boxcar.
You have the boxcar.
I said I'll be the boxcar. Get it? All right, never
mind. Oh, yeah,
all right. But,
okay.
Michael, listen, you call in us anytime you feel. Man, that's awesome.
All right, brother, man.
And you welcome. Please put up any pictures you want up on our page.
Tag us in them. You know, we'll share them.
You want to promote any shows doing, please put them on our page.
And
we should give him control of our Facebook page one day.
No. No, because then I see this happening. He forgets his phone, and Mark Marino gets hold of it. And then we are screwed.
Then we are screwed. Yes, we are.
I love you, Mark.
He'll be posting pictures from the neighbor's house.
I love you, Mark.
I'm
just saying. I love you, Mark.
Yeah.
Love you.
He's awesome. Him and Michelle are my best friends. They're sitting there somewhere. They're right there at my house, watching, listening right now.
We love you too,
Mark. Sure,
Michael.
They're at your house or not the neighbor's house? Because he did say he was in a pool.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know where he's. Something I don't know then.
But
we'll see you on the 20th in Long Beach, man.
Yes,
that's all right. Gonna be great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
A couple days away.
Michael, Twinkle was trying to call the show, but we couldn't answer because we were talking to you. So we're gonna, when we hang up with you, we're going to call her back.
All right.
So you can hear it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
And thank you so much for calling the show.
All right. You're welcome, guys. As always, love chatting with you.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you, Michael.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Later,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
He knows Twinkle real well.
Yeah.
So does Leo. And,
all right.
You know.
Well, I feel bad when they were calling me.
And you totally just blew what I said. I said special unannounced call coming in. Stay tuned. You know, I didn't know you were calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she was everything.
Do you remember which one it was?
Oh, Jesus.
It's probably that.
That one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we are calling, and I'll drop the link just so you all know. We're calling.
Hi, you've reached Twinkle.
Oh.
If you get this, please leave me a text.
So, all Twinkle, right. We tried calling you, hon. Call back.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, it's Twinkle, you guys.
Hello, hey. Twinkle, how are you?
Hi, Twinkle.
I'm awesome. That was a thrill getting a shout out during the conversation.
Well worth it.
Thanks for that.
Yes, you are.
I'm sitting here with Leo right now at his house. Oh,
you
camp out after long weekends.
Yeah, so you guys celebrating the anniversary together?
Yeah, because Nina took off to go be with her girlfriend.
Well, you know, I know what that's like, so I hang out.
Leo, 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years. It's like, okay, I'm going out with the girls, so that's fine. I rented Leo for a weekend, wow. a week. He was my rental husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a good rental husband.
How much was
sure.
He?
Yeah,
he curious.
How much? For me, pretty cheap, you know.
Yeah. No, but you guys have performed together. He's played with you on stage, right?
Every Sunday we work together, and he's just wonderful. And when he moved down here, you know, it was great because this musical community is so rich where we live, and he was able to get right in there,
yeah.
And that was fantastic.
I think that's one of the reasons why he moved down near the Sarasota, Bradenton area, yeah. So
that's it.
Yeah.
We have a gem here. I grew up here. I was born in Sarasota, and I just, you know, I was surrounded by live music, but musicians that were stellar, and it's very diverse here because nobody moved here to get famous, so it's
right.
All very organic, you know, and I love it. So when I got signed, I thought I'd move to one of the big cities, but I never did. I kept coming home. And
Sarasota's great. My dad lived there, and he used to do the drum circles down at the beach, so yeah. I got to experience
that. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That.
And I love that Dickie and Greg always used guys from here. You know, they would always use local people. So that's how I ended up touring with him. And Greg was always hiring locals. I mean, they've influenced this area to a great degree, too. And I, you know, Michael and I have been friends for a long time. And I was really glad to see that he's out there and doing stuff. And I just love him. He's a good man. When you say he's a good man, I feel that way. I love Michael. I think he's got such heart, and we always connected and had a good friendship. And so I just wanted to chime in and say, hey.
Well, that's so sweet of you to do that. So why don't you let everybody know, I dropped your link to twinklerocksoulradio.com, and you are touring. I'm looking at the list here on Lisbon, Seville, Madrid, Barcelona, Provence,
wow.
Nice.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Busy.
Oh, my God.
We took 30 of our fans with us, right? So we go over there, and it was spectacular. Way beyond my expectations. I didn't know what I actually expected, but that place is amazing. And Spain is a groove if you ever have a chance to get to Barcelona or
mm-hmm.
any of those places, really. And one thing that really hit me, hey, they love, love, love rock and roll. They go crazy. They just, like, American rock and roll, they went nuts. You know, it was awesome. But also just the history and, you know, being around these places. And in Spain, it's illegal to have billboards, so you don't have ads everywhere, and all you see is countryside or the cities themselves. You don't see advertisement. And then as soon as you cross the French border, they're everywhere, and you realize that we live with a lot of eye pollution, and Spain was a groove. Very cheap. So if you guys ever want to go anywhere, I would hit Spain, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Got to be a couple of good barbecue places over there, huh?
I don't think
so. Yeah, they got food is not an issue. Yeah, there's definitely.
You don't know me very well yet.
Yeah, you don't know Rizzo. It's all about food.
I love barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Well, I've got a friend, Kevin Dean, down here who will, he'd love to fill you up.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what, are you going to be around in, Biketoberfest around the 18th to the 21st, around that time in October, or are you going to be on tour? Because, I was planning on visiting.
I think we're going to be in Vegas. Pretty sure we're in Vegas then, but not, I have to look at it, and we've got other things coming up, so it's shifting as we speak, but next summer we're planning a Route 66 tour. We thought that would be hip. So,
that would be nice.
Yeah, and you know, this thing where we did when we went to Europe, I want to start doing this at least every summer or every other year, take a bunch of people. It was sort of like, you know, those rock cruises, except it was on land.
We had our own yeah.
That's cool.
And, you know, it was just amazing. And so I think traveling is just amazing, but being able to play overseas has been a dream of mine for a very long time, and I haven't been back since I sang in the Montreux Jazz Festival in 91.
Wow.
And I'd done some stuff in Berlin and Heidelberg and things like that, but this was really cool, really cool. Played the Hard Rocks in Seville and Lisbon.
Nice.
And played a place called Hangar 5. But they love rock and roll, man. It is not dead. It is out there strong and alive. Mm-hmm. Made me happy.
That's great.
Well, really happy for you. Really psyched for you, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'll send you guys the new record.
That'd be great. Please.
Yeah, definitely do that. And if you want, we can always play one of your songs and promote your stuff on our website, too, when
definitely.
We intro the show. I mean, that's what we
that's
do.
Awesomely sweet. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes.
And if you come down here, come on, you know.
Oh yeah.
We want to come out. We'll come up there. We'll come see you guys.
That's fine too. Yeah, Leo said he was going to drop a visit too, so maybe you guys can do a group run or something, but yeah, I got to visit Sarasota more often because I got family down there.
89 North. You got family down here?
Yeah.
You know, it is
so
New York South pretty much. Mm-hmm. I think growing up here was especially cool because you had a lot of intelligent life, and I think part of it is because there's a tunnel between New York and then Florida, you mm-hmm. know, so you get the influence, and it's been a great place to grow up. And now, but I love playing up in New England because I just love playing to new audiences, and I love playing to people that love to rock and that mm-hmm. love music.
Excellent.
And there's great audiences up there.
Okay.
When I was talking with Dickie, I thought I was really struck by New England, especially in New York and Jersey, and you know, all around there we played, and the festivals up there to die for. Oh my God,
mm-hmm.
you guys
sure.
have some kicking stuff.
Maybe you can play the Great South Bay Music Festival next year. Go hit up James Faith and Jamie Faith. They had a huge amount of Dave Mason played, and Warren Haynes, Government Mule.
Wow.
Played G Love and Special Sauce. So they had like three, they have three different stages,
right.
And it runs like four days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it was great. It was great.
That sounds wonderful.
You guys.
James Faith and James Faith.
Yeah. A great South
Bay.
Write
it down.
Write it down.
Hang on, I'm getting my pen.
Get your pen.
What's the name of the festival?
Great South Bay Music Festival.
Great South Bay Music Festival.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Leo's coming up to visit you guys soon. He's going to come.
Leo!
I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, I think next month he'll be up there to see you guys.
Beautiful.
You guys are wonderful. I appreciate you talking to me. That's really fun. Thank you
for calling us, too.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
You're fabulous.
And girl power. I dig it.
That's right.
Keep it up.
I want to jam with you, Twinkle. I do. I play the drums.
Let's do it.
I'll come down there.
You do?
I do.
You know what?
You should talk.
It's on because we've got a great open mic that I do, and it's a rockin'. It's like a pro jam,
uh-huh.
And it's incredible. So you come down here and you'll love it because it's a full on concert sound guy, great place. It's always awesome,
okay.
And I've been doing it for years now. Every Sunday night, plus my band, we play all the time. So you can come play with us, dude.
That would be great. I would love it.
That'd be really great. That'd be great.
Anytime. You have an open invitation to my stage, man.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Twinkle. Tell Leo.
You got it. Thanks for the shout out, you guys.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Kiss Leo for me, please.
Wait, I got a surprise for you.
What?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Leo Benetti, bass player for the Hogtones. Hi, and my BFF and rent-a-husband. I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Aww.
I do miss you, too.
So what did Nina Flat leave you?
And do Eureka.
So what did Nina do? Go out with Gina?
And how she, goes, happy, she goes, happy anniversary. I'm going to Ocala.
Surrogate for you.
Surrogate family, yeah. Yeah.
No. Cool. Twinkle's, wow. Twinkle's great people. I'm so glad she called. I got to thank Tony LeKirk, right? He was trying to...
Yeah,
get that. You know, it's great, man. How this is evolving, I love it.
Yes,
I know you. Yeah, you know Harsh. He knows. Johnny knows Tony. This one calls here. This one calls there. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to see you guys.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And believe me, I will get these guys up there.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
That'd be great.
I'll give you Jamie's.
New York will not be the same, believe me.
No. Actually, Leo, tell Twinkle, I'm going to text message you Jamie's cell phone number, and she can call directly, all right, because I have it.
Absolutely. I will tell her.
All right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wow. I want to see her at Great South Bay Music Festival this next year.
That'd be great.
2018.
She did mention 89 North, but I would love to see her at a
I think
nice
Leo's
club.
Playing there. Are you playing at 89 North, Leo? Is that the deal?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're just coming up for a visit?
No. I'm thinking of doing a recon mission coming up there, but we'll see what happens.
All righty.
Excellent.
Either way, it's going to be
you,
good.
I promise you when I do come up there, believe me, I will surprise you.
Uh-oh. Awesome. Uh-oh. I don't know. Okay, that's good. I know what I know what I get.
She took a deep breath and said yes.
Of course. It's my bass player. It's Leo. It's Leo. It works. So maybe
I love you, honey.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Thank you guys.
Hey,
so
Leo.
Much yes, sir.
Great talking to you, sir.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks for the fact of being so kind to Twink and
excellent. No problem.
And a brother Tony, who really is the bass player of the band. I just play with her on Sunday, man. Believe me. You know, it's like they've got quite a group. It's
okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
You do too. Don't knock yourself. You guys are all awesome. It's the love of music and riding it. All goes
right.
Together, man.
It's all one.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right,
I really
darling.
Appreciate it.
I'll speak to you soon.
Do you want Twink to text you, or do you want me to have her call you?
I'll text you. I'll do it after the show. Wait till like 10 o'clock. We got like 15 minutes left. And
no problem. I'll be awake.
I know. I'll text you after the show.
Don't sleep. You know what I'm saying?
We know. I love the nightlife. I love the boogie. No, that's the wrong type of music. Never mind.
Wow. I was getting into that shit.
All right, we gotta go.
Take care, buddy.
All right, you guys.
Bye bye.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye now.
Bye.
Bye. She's so cool.
We're gonna have a special caller calling in a minute.
And
I'm going to be making a phone call after that.
Is it my cheese guy from Wisconsin?
Maybe not.
God damn it.
Nope.
He has
we got
not
a lot of
back.
Special people tonight.
I want to just say something real quick.
Okay.
You know, we are a radio show for bikers. We are bikers ourselves, and we care about everybody, and we always try to help people like we did last week. But I'll get right back to that in 1 second. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem. Who do we got?
Fat Daddy Rabbit in the house!
David!
Turn that goddamn thing off in the background, will you?
Fat Daddy Rabbit in the house! Turn that radio off!
Man, I love you guys!
We love you!
We love you, man!
We love the Wild Hogs! Would you turn the volume down off of your goddamn computer?
You gotta lower that behind you, because we can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Let me turn this down.
Yeah.
Good idea, David.
Excellent idea.
Man, you're not going to bleed. You're not going to bleed this shit, Johnny.
What happened?
I started dinner for Laura and I at 7 o'clock.
You cooked that pig?
No, I started dinner on the stove.
Right.
At 7 o'clock, I told Laura, I said, God damn it, come on now, we got to hurry. We ain't got but 1 hour to cook this shit before the show starts. So about 10 minutes before 8, the goddamn house was on fire.
What?
And I hollered, "Law, call the goddamn fire department."
Oh, my God.
And then I thought about it. I said, "Wait a minute. Motorcycle Mayhem's coming on in 10 minutes. Fuck that shit. We ain't got time for the fire department." I said, "The captain of the fire department." I said, "We ain't got time for the fire department tonight."
Oh, my God.
So did we burn down your house?
But I might burn the damn house down, Johnny.
God
oh, my God.
Now, that's a
but
true
anyway,
Mayhem
let's talk about motorcycles.
Yes, let's talk about motorcycles.
Yes.
But I got to ask a question first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do y'all want to be for Halloween?
Pirate.
Drunk.
What are you going to dress up as?
A biker.
A biker?
I am a biker. I don't get dressed. Actually, no, I'll do that vampire thing that I dropped on the feed. I'll do that. I'll be the voodoo priestess thing.
Well, I thought about this shit. You know how I am.
Oh, no. Uh-oh, here we go.
I really thought about this shit, and I come up with a million-dollar brilliant scheme.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'm going to tell you. We're going
to
make a lot of money on this, but y'all got to help me.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right.
We got to get a hold of Johnny Lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got to have some strip club chopper strip poles made for Halloween.
Okay. I like this already.
Okay.
Because I want to be a strip club chopper strip pole for Halloween.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
You just want sexy women.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, yes. You just want
I want to be a goddamn strip pole.
But,
yeah, so all them strippers can dance on me for Halloween.
You know what's going to happen? There's going to be a little step.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you
Johnny,
said that.
Come on, Johnny. Isn't that a brilliant idea?
I love it. I love it. I really do.
Think of the money, man. Think of the money.
But wait.
Look at the big picture here.
But you're a wild hog, so we're going to have to grease you up, and you're going to be a greased pole. Now, that, like,
hey,
you know.
Did you see the freaking girl that man had in Sturgis?
Oh. Yeah.
Swing.
Oh, my God, he had the girls in Sturgis, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
we know it.
That guy's awesome, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he is. He really
I want to be a strip pole for Halloween.
Me too.
Yes. I'll be a G-string.
Hey, we love you guys, man.
Yeah, we love you, too, dude.
We love you, too.
I'm going to let you go, brother. Y'all have a good show tonight. Yeah. I loved it. I watched every second of it.
Don't burn the house down, please, dear God. Don't burn that house.
We're always here for you guys, always, man. Be good.
We appreciate it. Love you, too. Bye.
Oh, my God.
David Hayes, Wild Hog.
But real quick, I want to say something before this. Before we end the show. So we are always helping people. Okay, one of our fans is in a little trouble right now.
Okay.
I spoke to him. Norman Sterling.
Yes, Norman.
He needs, he's actually stuck. He needs a ride to Tulsa to get to Texas. So we're going to give him a quick call right now. And maybe somebody out there is heading that way or can help him out.
So he's in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now?
Well, no, he's trying to get to Tulsa.
Okay.
And we're going to call him and let us tell.
Okay.
And he's got to get to Texas. So I'm calling him right now. I was calling him right now. There we go.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Norman.
Hey, bud.
What's up? It's Johnny, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We're all here, man. What's going on?
You're all there, huh?
Yes,
all here.
We really are live on the air.
All of us.
Yep. It's been a minute since I've talked to all you guys.
I did, right? So you know what? We heard that you need to get to Tulsa.
Now, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
Yeah.
I'm in a town called Bartlesville. It's about 40 miles north of Tulsa.
Okay.
Okay, that's Bartlesville, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to spell this out.
Yeah, straight up the highway.
Okay.
I mean, other than that, I really don't know. I'm kind of lost myself.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we shared that info on there. I tagged you in it. So if people want a private message, if anybody, any of our listeners are in that area of Oklahoma, please, can they message you directly? Do you have Facebook now, or you don't have that? Or do you need?
I have two different ones.
Okay.
My primary one, the one I used to use with you guys all the time before, I'm still on a three day ban for posting a picture of a damn gun.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Okay.
Wow. Yep, 30-day ban for posting a picture of a gun.
Wow.
But I have another one that I've been talking to Johnny with. If Johnny can tag me on that one, they can get a hold of me. Or
okay.
Johnny, you can even put my phone number on there.
Okay.
I mean,
do you want me to just put it on?
Because you know me, you know the way I am.
Okay.
Because you know I love you guys. I've been with you from the beginning,
yes,
and
yeah.
You know I love bikes. I mean, if people even want to just hit me up because I got a question about a bike, I mean, I'm still available to do that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm down at the bottom right now, but you know what? That's not going to stop me from doing what I do.
No.
That's true. All right. So, Norman, you know what? We're gonna post your phone number on this feed. So for all our listeners out there, maybe you know somebody that lives near the Bartlesville, Oklahoma area, and because Norman needs to get from Bartlesville to Tulsa. So I'm going to type a link to the band page. Well, that's the one that I have anyway, but I'm going to put your phone number out there. So for all our listeners out there, if you know somebody, we'll definitely – are you writing the phone number down?
Yeah, I'm going to write it down in a minute. I was writing something here.
Can
you give me the
phone
number?
I need the phone
number.
Okay, hold on.
Well, you're writing an
automatic. Oh,
it's a simple
one, guys.
Yeah, I'll put the area code. What is that one?
Yeah, you better put the area code.
And this is the number that he called you on now, right?
Yeah.
520-320-61. I already got it by looking at your phone.
Good.
Thank you. All right, guys, so if you can, I tag Norman in the post, 580-320-6139. Anybody in the Bartlesville, Oklahoma area, he needs to get to Tulsa. I don't know what the distance is, but give him a call and he'll fill you in on it.
It's like 40 miles. I told Johnny what the deal is.
Right.
I'm going to actually end up all the way down in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Right.
I got an offer for a job down there, and you know that's the end result, but I have to chill in Tulsa for about a week until things clear up down there.
Right. Okay.
And they make room for me.
Okay.
And go from there. But, you know, it's just like I've got a place down in Tulsa to stay. That's not an issue.
Okay, cool.
All right. It's just, you know, I kind of gave Johnny a little rundown of what actually happened, and it wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
Too much too fast, I guess.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well.
And, you know, it's just the beginning of getting back up there, that's all.
That's right. You'll get back up on the saddle.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
So, you know.
And, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know what?
We'll
get you there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
what happens after tonight, if anybody contacts you, we will. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, we'll get you there. So don't worry about it, okay? We got you back, brother.
All right.
You had all that since the beginning, and you know what? We appreciate all our fans.
You got a Western Union near there?
Yeah.
By you in Bartlesville?
Yeah, I do.
We're going to send you a bus ticket is what we're going to do.
All right.
Actually, Johnny, I'll talk to you about that after the call.
All right, cool.
Okay, cool.
That sounds good.
If you guys can call me back on personal time.
Yeah,
yes,
we will.
We will.
Yeah, and like in 15 minutes because the show is ending in like 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will.
Okay.
We'll have Johnny call you after we're done.
Yes,
for sure. Okay.
All right. Awesome.
And we'll see what else we can get together for you. All right.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, guys.
Excellent, man.
Thank you, Norman.
Bye, Norman.
All right, guys. You guys are awesome.
We love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
You love guys now.
You
too?
Said we love you. That's it. I love you too. What the fuck
well, that's
is
why
wrong
I
with
said
me?
John, we.
Johnny don't know where the hell
I
he's
said
going.
We. That's why I said we.
Yeah.
That's why we love you. That's why, you know, whatever we can do, you know, we're not rich. We'll pay for this shit out of our own damn pockets.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, and we do what
But we're here for you.
But everybody helps each other out in any way we can, even if it's sending a roll of toilet paper or, you know.
Auto parts.
Yeah. So that's what I love about Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Everybody's a nice little community from the United States and around the world. So, you know, help your neighbor out when you can. You never know how much that could mean to somebody.
Exactly.
It could help. It could mean so much. Even saying thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And this is what we do.
This is what everybody does. And that's this right. is why we have such a great audience and great fans. And, welcome to the Mayhem family.
Welcome to the Mayhem family. Welcome to the Mayhem family.
And welcome. Welcome. Shalom. Malaikum. Anyway, on that note, you wanted to...
Yes, I did.
Call it a night?
I believe it's time.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. M-A-Y-H-E-M. R-A-D-I-O. I did it!
I like it. I think I like this better.
I do too.
It's a two-wheel thing!